Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for hanging in there. We're talking about COVID pass. When the vaccination comes, there's a lot of folks who think that will be their papers, please. That will be the answer for it. They'll have their pass. They'll be able to buy, sell, trade, shop, et cetera, et cetera. Even open the churches back up, perhaps. But we were looking at an article just before the news break where it says, Alan Dershowitz is wrong. Government can't compel you to take the COVID-19 vaccination. And he goes on to talk about, this writer goes on to talk about what Alan Dershowitz said. And I'll read that to you once again. Alan Dershowitz says several weeks ago, let me put it very clearly, you have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated, and if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to the doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm, end quote. And this particular writer says Dershowitz justified that rather shocking conclusion as a settled law under 1905 Supreme Court case Jacobson versus Massachusetts that seemed like an awfully draconian decision. So I read it, this writer says, and what do you know? It isn't nearly as broad of a scope as Dershowitz had indicated. And it goes on to talk about that, and I'll read you a brief statement on it. The case involved federalism and the power of the local governments authorized by a law that passed in Massachusetts that allowed municipalities to require smallpox vaccination as residents during a local outbreak. The Cambridge Health Board issued such an order during a community epidemic. The anti-vaxxers of that time refused. They were prosecuted and ultimately convicted of violating the order. The defendant brought the case to the Supreme Court arguing the Massachusetts law and Cambridge order violated his constitutional rights. The Supreme Court ruled that it did not. From that ruling, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, should not invade the domain of local authority except when it is plainly necessary to do so in order to enforce that law. Thus, the decision does not stand for the principle that federal government or even state authorities have the power to force anyone or everyone to receive a vaccination because there is a health emergency. Rather, it found that the United States cannot impose a national legal standard on localities unless mandated by the Constitution, and in this case, the Constitution does not mandate it, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those that you talk with, those that you communicate with, those that might tell you that, yes, the Constitution allows them to mandate it. It does not. It is an absolute farce, and yet we're being groomed into believing. We're being told step by step that if you wear the mask, then you're right, and then you'll meet that requirement. You'll bow and bend to that, and then the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. It's carrying us down the primrose path of total control, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm adamantly opposed to it because I still believe that we have a Constitution. Within that, we have our Bill of Rights, and that is that we're a free people. The government does not have the authority to force control in a fashion of forcing a vaccination or anything of that nature on the general citizen. Here's an article that says, yes. Now listen, what I'm wanting to do with the balance of this broadcast is point out how this is going to be enforced. The vaccine will be enforced on every citizen in the United States of America. This vaccination will be enforced whether you're anti-vaxxer or not. I don't believe in the vaccination. I'm not for the vaccination. You're going to have to tie me down, handcuff me, and drag me by force to put a needle in my arm for a vaccination called COVID-19 security and safety. I'm that adamantly opposed to it. I don't mind you understanding that. And I'd love to hear from you. Are you willing to say, yes, stab me in the arm, give me the vaccination so I can be set free of this hysteria and this fear? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. It's a vital, urgent question today. How are you going to respond when they ring your doorbell, when they call you, when they tell you you've got to have the vaccination? This article says, yes, the government and your employer can make you get a COVID-19 vaccination. This article says face masks are only an indication. All those months of waiting might be needed to have enough time to build up the public support for the vaccination. Hear me. This article says that the mask for all of these months is building up enough support to get the vaccination. But as a researcher race to develop a test potential vaccine, groups have shown up at rallies against lockdown orders and face mask requirements, and their skepticism, if and even the extreme segments of the population as well. A May survey found that two-thirds of the U.S. adults are very or somewhat interested in getting the vaccination. In a different survey, nearly a quarter said that they would be willing to get the vaccination, including two-thirds of those who were skeptical in general. In June survey, they found that 27% of adults were probably or definitely not going to get the vaccination. And it says skepticism about as important as unproven and non-existent medication and promises to return the world to normal life seems untenable and not to be understood as okay. But the open, albeit still hypothetical, question is whether that skepticism will remain if the vaccine has been proven safe and effective. The answer to the first question appears yes. There are already vaccines requirements, diseases such as measles, tuberculosis, to attend to work and to go to school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what concerns me, this writer says, is when I see the types of fights over wearing a mask, I can't even imagine what would happen over vaccines. A law professor at Barrett College in New York who has written about the legal questions on the grounds of vaccination laws and exemptions. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a massive article, but it outlines the stratagem by which will take place to force you to get a vaccination. And it will not necessarily be the government saying that you must, but the government's control over business and medical profession, etc. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great. I hope you're doing well.
I am, and thanks be to God. But I just wanted to let you know that they'd have to hogtie me, too, to get that vaccination.
Well, I'm in agreement with that, and I'm not telling anyone on this broadcast what you should do for your own health. You need to make that decision. But as a free people, I am not prone to say, yes, stab me in the arm, as Alan Dershowitz said, the government has the authority to do so. I believe that we're being set up now. I believe that we're being groomed now because of fear and hysteria to say, well, you know, at least I'll be able to take my mask off. So, I'll take the vaccination. If it means the vaccination to be able to do this and this, yes, I'll do it. But it is far greater than that, because it is that which is the harbinger for things to come in relationship to the future, when the Antichrist wants the mark in the head or the hand that will allow you to buy, sell, trade, or even open your business or go to church. But I am thankful for some that are willing to take a stand and say enough is enough. So thank you so much for your call and your statement. I believe we have another call on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I believe the vaccine should be voluntary, and I'm willing to take it because I'm going to turn 70 next month, and I have had diabetes and history of asthma, and so yes, I'll probably take it, especially if the insurance will pay for it.
Well, I'm glad that you called. Let me hang on for a moment. Let me give you some hypotheticals and let you respond to them. You know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation had the vaccine. They're still in court in the world court as a result of it in several of the African states and in India. They had gone in on the pretense and the basis that they were going to vaccinate all the people to prevent polio. As a result of that, all of the females were sterilized. A major, major portion of those that took the vaccine were left cripples, and hundreds of thousands died. And Bill Gates, keep in mind, is a eugenist. He is a globalist. He is a population controlist. And out of the 9 pharmaceutical houses that's on the fast track for seeing who can present the vaccine first, 6 of those owned, operated, controlled, and are financially controlled by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it's Anthony Fauci that's on the board with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and so also Dr. Birx. And this is the reason Dr. Fauci, is against what is being done now with the vaccine that one of the pharmaceutical houses that is not a Gates-controlled pharmaceutical house, that is, I believe it's Gilead, that is trying to be the first one out of the chute with the vaccination. And yet we've chopped through all the normal 12 to 18, 24, 36 months in the human trials, and we're going to fast track it and say, okay, take it. when Bill Gates himself on national television on CNN in an interview said that we understand that the first 750,000 to 1 million people that take the vaccination could very well die. And then he smiled and he said, but what is that when it is ultimately the goal of helping all of humanity? So I don't know about you. That frightens my socks off. And I am considerably over 70, and I am not going to take a vaccination. And I do not personally recommend it for others, but that's your individual choice. So if I were to give you a gallon of grade A vitamin D milk, and I crack the cap on it, and I put just one drop of arsenic in it, shake it up real good, would you take a sip of that milk? That's my illustration. And when we've got something that is unknown, untested, and simply fast-tracked on the market to satisfy the demands of the population and the demands of the those wearing white jackets, I'm petrified of that potentiality. But each one will have to make the decision.
Yeah, each one will have to make their decision, and I believe they're in America, they test things as safe and effective before they put it on the market. And I do believe President Trump is the man for the hour, and I don't think he would knowingly allow something on the market that would harm people. And
I'm in full agreement with you. I have major confidence in President Trump. He is the man of the hour. I believe God by divine intervention, put him in office in 2016. I'm praying God will do that again in 2020 on November the 3rd. But yet at the same time, President Trump is not in the laboratories. President Trump is not looking at the internal data. President Trump is being told by the white jackets what works and what doesn't work. And yet we know Dr. Fauci, Dr. Tedros, Dr. Birx, and all of those that are hands-on with the white jackets, they are manipulating behind the scenes the public. And I am not going to say that President Trump would knowingly, willingly, or any way do that which would be harmful for the public. That is not the case at all. I don't believe he would knowingly and willingly do that. But nevertheless, that will not foreclose the potentiality of major harm and danger, because Bill and Melinda Gates literally controls, their foundation literally controls most of all that is in the pharmaceutical houses in America today. And so it frightens my socks off. But all we can do is keep on praying, keep on trusting the Lord and looking up, as the scripture says, for our redemption draweth nigh. But thank you so much for your call, and pray blessings on you today as you serve the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID pass. Papers, please. Are you going to take the vaccination? Here's one that says, shame and guilt campaign planned to coerce COVID-19 vaccination. Some government leaders have insisted that the economy must remain locked down until the corona vaccination is available. But the nonprofit Citizens Council for Health and Freedom in Minnesota is warning the impact of the vaccine could be worse than not having one at all. The CCHF said vaccines could backfire, noting that Anthony Fauci's Senate testimony, May the 12th, there are two major unknowns about the vaccine. First, there's no guarantee that the vaccine will work. Secondly, the vaccine could backfire and cause more harm and damage than the pathogen itself, end quote. Dr. Fauci, the council noticed, referenced two previous vaccines had been produced that were suboptimal response and enhanced the pathogens of the disease, which is always worrisome. Notice, it enhanced the pathogens and did not diminish the pathogens, is what the article says. No corona vaccine has been developed despite earlier corona pandemics. That's one thing that we need to understand. All of these years, there's never been a corona vaccination that's been developed, even though we've had corona pathogens around for years and years and years. Nothing has been done by way of a vaccine. But now all of a sudden, we're supposed to have a vaccine. The vaccine is supposed to be the end-all, cure-all, and get everything back to normal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not going to happen. So the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered, exactly how are they going to carry out the movement to get Americans vaccinated? And I've outlined just simply three basic things that I want to touch on for our edification and understanding on this. Number one is by education. Listen, we're being educated now. That is, groomed now. We're being set up now. And that is the preparation for the ultimate vaccination that shall come about. For example, the news media, the media, the social media, the Democrats, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Tedros with WHO, all already setting the stage, mentally and emotionally preparing you and me and the Americans to simply say yes to the vaccine when it comes. They're saying it's here. And as a result, they're saying, you know, you wouldn't want to harm yourself. You wouldn't want to harm your neighbor. And it's the patriotic thing to do. So you need to protect yourself and protect others by getting the vaccine. That is taking place today. You turn on the news and every news media is talking about how many more cases and how we're looking forward to the vaccine and how the vaccine is going to be the end all and the cure all. And we all need to get vaccinated. But this one, this article that I just touched on prior to making that last statement, the shame and guilt campaign, that's the educational campaign, ladies and gentlemen, planned to coerce COVID-19 vaccinations. And it is very clear, Dr. Fauci has already said, that the vaccination may have a backfiring effect, as he called it. It could be worse than the pathogen itself. And that is what exactly what took place, ladies and gentlemen, with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with the vaccine for polio that's destroyed hundreds of thousands, yea, millions of lives in India and on the continent of Africa as a result of the injections that they were told, the people were told it would be the end-all and the cure-all that would help the population. And it did the reverse of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear. In fact, I'm reading further in this article. This writer points out no corona vaccine has been developed despite earlier corona pandemics. She noted that on, that a 2012 survey and study on the corona vaccine, coronavirus funded by Fauci's department made the virus more virulent in the test that was carried out. The American public should be concerned about the possibility that coronavirus vaccine may backfire, she said. Researchers discovered the mice who were believed to have developed antibodies and actually got sicker, that the study concluded that the vaccines had made the coronavirus more virulent and issued caution in proceeding to the application of the SARS coronavirus vaccine in humans. It was stopped. The vaccine was stopped in 2012. And ladies and gentlemen, when you go back and look at the number of deaths as a result of the SARS virus and the coronavirus, you find almost the same path, the same pattern, the same pathogen, and yet nothing was done then because they discovered that the vaccine literally backfired and was more harmful than beneficial, and yet I don't believe that that will be admitted to today in the vaccine when it comes forth. I believe that it will be so much pressure on the white jackets to perform and so much pressure on any administration to perform because the citizens are saying we need something that will be a fix-all, an end-all, and a do-all so we can get back to normal and open the businesses. So not only are they going to utilize the approach, ladies and gentlemen, of the education approach of trying to educate all of us on what's good for us and what we should do, but ladies and gentlemen, the most frightening is the targeted mandates. The targeted mandates. What do I mean by targeted mandates? What is a targeted mandate, ladies and gentlemen? It is the regulation and the mandates that go out and say that this is what must be done. It's the regulation and the mandates that goes out to what I would call the most vulnerable areas, the high-risk areas. That is that all school children, for example, need to be vaccinated or you can't go to school. Here's an article that says, could the government and schools or employers require you to get the COVID vaccination? The answer is yes. In fact, this comes out of Horry County, South Carolina. According to the recent Gallup poll, 65% of Americans say they would get the vaccination when it becomes available. 35% say that they would not, even if it was free, and even if FDA had approved it. Quote, I just don't think I would need it. I'm not in favor of a vaccine in general, so I would steer clear of anything that would be called a vaccination. But the question is, could the government require it? Yes. According to the legal precedent, dates back to 1905, and to go back to the 1905 case, says if the federal law could control the vaccination or in the state law could control the vaccination, technically the Constitution is what gives the federal government its power. There's no vaccine power in our Constitution. That's why you can't see a lot of vaccination preparation taking place, this writer says. But ladies and gentlemen, it will be through the regulated mandates, the targeted mandates, that if you don't have your child vaccinated, there's no school. All medical workers will be required to be vaccinated. They're requiring that now. They're being set up. They're required to wear a mask, even if they are starving their brain for oxygen with the mask on. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, with a mask, you're reducing the oxygen intake by up to 40%. And if you've got a box of mask, look at the side of the box. It says that mask is good for 2 to 4 hours. Beyond that, cast it off. But multitudes are wearing those masks 6, 8, 10 hours a day as they work. But the mandate is targeted mandates. It will be on the basis that you've got to have the vaccination or you cannot go to school. You got to have the vaccination if you work in the health industry, because after all, you got to protect. If you don't have that vaccination, there's no job, you can't work. The restaurant workers, no vaccination, no work. Airline workers, no vaccination, no COVID pass, no flying. The government buildings, no vaccination, no entry into any government building, state, federal, or local governmental agencies, no vaccination. You cannot enter in. You've got to have your COVID pass to be able to enter into the building at all. And for all nursing homes, all retirement centers, there's got to be a COVID pass if you're going to have your one loved ones in the nursing home or in the retirement center. You've got to be able to show that you're COVID-free. You've got to have your COVID pass to be able to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in dangerous territories, but not only the educational process and the targeted mandates, but more serious, ladies and gentlemen, what I call the general mandates. Listen, when the COVID vaccination comes out, we're already being groomed through the educational process. There will be the targeted process where all of those that are in the health industry, those that are running a business, those that are in a professional building, those that are in the federal, state, and local governmental buildings, those that are in the medical industry, the medical care, all will be required to get the vaccination to show that they're going to protect us from any pathogen passing from them to us. But ladies and gentlemen, they'll have no religious exemption. Up until now, ladies and gentlemen, if you were against a vaccination because of religious beliefs, you could get a religious exemption. State after state after state after state are going back and they're modifying those laws and changing it and eradicating and erasing any religious exemptions whatsoever. But the general mandates, ladies and gentlemen, a public notice that every citizen must be vaccinated or else. Must be vaccinated or else. What's the or else? Everyone must be vaccinated or you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says the COVID vaccination must be mandatory. COVID-19 vaccinations may become available before the end of the year, a long-awaited milestone in the COVID pandemic for some, and sources worry about others. And to talk about the percentages that have agreed, more than a third of Americans say they wouldn't get a free U.S. government-approved vaccination if it were ready tomorrow, according to the Gallup polls. Previous polls found that people who were reluctant to get immunized, worried about the safety of the vaccines that's being developed in unprecedented speed. In Virginia, the health commissioner says they plan to mandate the vaccination. A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force assured it won't happen. Dr. Anthony Fauci said that we would definitely not support a nationwide mandate of the vaccine. He said, and I quote, "You don't want to mandate and try to force everyone and anyone to take the vaccination. We have never done that." Ladies and gentlemen, pause there. They've never done that, and that's right. You can mandate for certain groups like healthcare workers, school, the general population, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he double-talked in his statement that we would not want to force you to do so, but goes on to say if it's a healthcare worker, if it's educational workers, if it's students going to school, the general population, he said, we don't want to be mandating from the federal government level. Notice, from the federal government level, it would be unenforceable and unconstitutional. He goes on to say, refusing to follow a mandate could mean a fine or a tax or a penalty, but not being forced to do so otherwise. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset that is already in place today that says we're not going to force you to. We can fine you if you don't. But ladies and gentlemen, the key to it is, the key to the forcing with the vaccination will be that you cannot go into a place of business unless you have your COVID pass. And that COVID pass would be through that vaccination that can be read for an RFID transmitter or a receiver that is satellite controlled that will be able to read and determine whether or not you've been COVID fixed or COVID vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the thing that should be frightening to every citizen. Here's the article again. It says another article about it. Virginia's top health officials will make it mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated, or they will not be able to. They must have that immunization to go into any public place, any public buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's another article says, COVID-19 vaccines, can the government mandate the vaccinations? And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, that the federal government will not be the ones doing it. Be left up to local and state, just like, listen, just like the mask requirements, the federal government's not requiring it, but state and local government, the mayors and the governors are the ones that's mandating it. They will be the same. That will be the same source that will mandate that you be vaccinated, that I be vaccinated. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, it will be on the basis that the general mandate, you can't won't be allowed to travel by car or train or plane or bus unless you can show that you have your COVID pass. You cannot enter into any business, a store, a restaurant, a shopping center, unless you show that you have your COVID pass. You cannot even go to church or you'll be arrested unless you have your COVID pass. That's how serious this thing is becoming, ladies and gentlemen. It's the COVID pass, and that will be done by a wand. That will be done by a reader. Picture walking into the door of any business. Picture walking into the door of a restaurant. Picture walking into the gates at any air terminal, a bus terminal, or a train terminal. And as you pass through that terminal, it automatically reads whether or not you have that chip in your body. And yes, it will be a chip form. I'm not talking about the little grain of rice chip that we've been talking about for years and years as the potentiality, but the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation chip that they have designed in their vaccination will be a liquid that goes under the skin. It forms a little patch, and in that patch, it will have all of your police record, all of your family record, all of your history, all of your acquaintances, all of your shopping habits, all of your military background, everything about your medical history that can be read by that RFID reader that will determine whether or not you can enter into that business, enter into that building, enter on that airplane, enter into that train, or even to buy, sell, or trade, to rent a car, to buy a car. You must pass that COVID test, ladies and gentlemen. That's having a COVID pass that I am talking about. Finally, the vaccination will be enforced through your medical care. This is the thing that's going to be the ultimate force factor. If you're on Medicare, Medicaid, if you have Blue Cross, Blue Shield insurance, if you have any other insurance plan, those insurance plans will cease to have any payment unless you show that you have your COVID pass. You've got to have your COVID pass. The gentleman that called earlier said, yes, he would take it if his insurance paid for it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the key factors that's coming down the pike. If you refuse to take it, your insurance will refuse to pay for any medical care. You will not be allowed into the hospital to visit anyone, to do anything in relationship to going into the hospital. You will not be allowed as a patient in the hospital. You will not be allowed to have your medical treatment from your family physician unless you have your COVID pass. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be that where it will be forced by all of the professions and all of the medical care workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no prescriptions filled. There'll be no doctor's visits. There'll be no surgeries. No insurance will be available unless you have your COVID pass. Yes, it goes back to Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 and following, that in the days of the Antichrist, you must have that COVID pass. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Sunday evening worship service or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.